Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma on a beautiful morning here. And we have some beautiful people in the studio here. Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Sadro Sport Fishing. They announced the big thing, expansion to Sadro Sport Fishing Dos. So that's going to be a great thing. And what a great prize that Rosie and Jeff brought in here for a caller.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, we've just been having tons of great fun talking about such an awesome place to fish, such a fun experience with Sadro Sport Fishing. And yeah, Pete, you nailed it. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a $100 gift certificate towards any available trip for Sadro Sport Fishing in 2022. Anyone, lodge number one, lodge number two, whatever, you got $100 coming your way, a really, really cool prize, and someone is going to be so stoked. If you want to get your opportunity to win that, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Rosie, talk to Jeff, if you got questions about the trip, questions about the gear, whatever, today is for you, going to be a great day. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, or text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, text the show, and text the show is an easy deal. We've read, there's a ton of texts today.
So many.
Yeah,
today.
And it's easy to just go on the Let's Talk Hookup app and just text the show, and we'll try and get you in.
Yeah, that's it, man. We like to read some of our favorites. We're never able to read them all, but make sure to let us know who you are, where you're texting from, and just as a reminder, it is a one-way system, so we can't reach you back, but shoot us a text, and we'll make sure to get it to Rosie and to Jeff, and with that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. The FishDope.com report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including the new size 2 and size 4, perfect for finicky yellowfin and bluefin from the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have the choice and the confidence that you're going to be getting bit with the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores.
And I just got the word from Chad that the Nautilus circle hook in ringed is now available, right, Rick?
Yeah, I didn't know we were supposed to say that or not.
Oh,
even
yeah.
If we're not, we're saying it anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So now they're going to be available in 1.0s all the way down to 4s, which was not a thing before. So even the standard, the regular Nautilus ringed hooks, they weren't available in 1s and 1.0s. They only went down to a 2.0. So now that that number from a number 4 all the way on up the line, all available
from
in
the
ringed.
number four,
so
number 2,
fours,
number 1, 1.0s,
which
all in ringed or non-ringed.
Yeah, those the 4 through 1.0 were never available in ringed before. Obviously, 2s and 4s brand new hooks, but so now they're also ringing the brand new 2 and 4, but also the 1s and 1.0s, which weren't available even in the ring line before. Huge. That's a great
game changer.
Yeah, especially for that, like you said it, the stealthy yellowfin, stealthy bluefin bite, when you're having to really downsize, fish light line, small hook, that's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's head up to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, dude. Rick. Yes.
Hi, Mark.
So, I can really tell that it's wintertime, not only by the temperature outside, because it's freezing, but also by my page of notes. You know, I've usually got a full page on a legal pad here, and I got a few chicken scratches this morning. So, it's been kind of a challenging week. You know, I don't know what's bad with these guys. They don't want to go fishing when it's raining and the wind's blowing and it's freezing cold. But, you know, what are you going to do? But we didn't get an awful lot of rain, but we did get a double dose of wind there, especially on the outside. So made it a little challenging for the guys trying to catch that tuna fish out there on the Tanner Bank, although they took a couple days off, 3 days. And they're right back mounted up on the bank again, so it'll be interesting to see. if that stuff is still biting. My guess is it is, because there's a pretty good amount of bait around the bank and temperatures are relatively the same, and no real reason for them to go anyplace. So I'm sure we'll be finding out here in the next few hours. There's several boats out that way. So also, speaking of the weather, you know, we had a few little appetizers, a couple little tune-ups in terms of the storm situation, but we got the real deal coming here for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's got a lot of wind. A big southeast wind is forecast ahead of it. And for you guys that might be thinking about going outside, that big southeast, when it blows up, man, it gets, like, really ugly. And this one is forecast to be big, so we'll see. And we're also supposed to get a lot of rain, which, you know, certainly mess things up a little bit. But all the nutrients that wash down, that's what fuels the food chain. We got to feed all that bait swimming around out there. So we definitely need that rain in the system to keep things moving along. And the other thing, all that rain does is that runoff and the change in salinity, it gets all them shallow water lobsters really nervous. They don't like it, and they typically start moving a little deeper. So it gets them crawling, and typically hooping is really good right after the first couple storms of the season there. So we'll see. Squid situation around the area. Didn't get much, you know, info from guys fishing with it, but, you know, commercial fleets definitely still looking at it. There's quite a lot of bait. Quite a bit of bait showed up in a couple different places over at Catalina that it's been steady up on the front, although it doesn't seem to have much fish in it. It's been looked at a little bit. Nobody's caught anything, but conditions are perfect. But there's some bait around the back there in the traditional spots down east, backside middle, like that. So that part's looking good. And probably the biggest news is still that swordfish bite that's going on down your way. The guys are fishing. You know, it's a big area of fish. There's not much up here. It hasn't been much. But that area from about the middle of the 9 on down, all the way down even toward the 425. Some of the guys have been fishing down in that area, kicking out them swordfish on a pretty regular basis. So that's what we got for this week's report. And I guess next week we're going to be down there talking story, huh, Pete?
Yeah, Saturday, 1 week from today, is our Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish. It's going to be great to have you back for the Christmas Spectacular. And, oh, boy, I've got a lineup of prizes that's going to blow you away.
You do. This might be the one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good one. You have six packages that are good ones. So you get your best takes available. Of course, you know how if those have listened before, the Christmas Spectacular, we just you have a great contribution to the show, a fishing tip. There's been poems and songs and what else?
My favorite are usually like the tackle tips or just the things that get you thinking about something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hey, man,
messages.
I've done this with my boat, and this made a big difference for me. Yeah, I mean, just been all kinds of cool. There's been really cool stories, guys fishing with family. It's been everything. Like,
yeah.
It's a fun show.
Yeah, so gather it up. Get on the phones next Saturday. Captain Mark Wish will be here, and we'll have our panel of judges here to judge all the responses, and we're going to be sending away some really good. Hey, and you know what we're going to do this year?
What are we doing?
We're going to throw in one package for the texters, too.
Okay, nice job.
We have a great contribution on a text.
Okay. I love it, dude.
That's a good idea.
One of the packages is going to go to a texter.
Great call.
So if you're kind of shy, you don't want to do your thing.
You want to be singing a Jingle
Bell song? Yeah. So we'll have five for the callers and one for the texters.
Great idea. That's
so
cool.
Certainly
the
guys on the phone.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, certainly the guys on the phone.
You're going to have to keep that texting kind of short, though.
Yeah,
you know, they don't want to be like three pages of a text.
Right, exactly. That's one of the rules. It can't be a dissertation.
I'm looking for the buzzer.
Yeah.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah. Keep that buzzer handy.
So it's got to be, you know, within reason, like 30 to 40 seconds is kind of a good handle there. And so get ready. Next Saturday, Captain Mark Wish and the Christmas Spectacular. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Ediger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, we'll be seeing you guys next week. I can't wait to come down there. It's always so much fun.
It's going to be fun. And also, I want to mention, too, fishdope.com. makes a great gift. If you're looking for a great Christmas gift for somebody, get them a certificate to fishdope.com. Just go on fishdope.com. They'll take care of you. Get them at fishdope.com. And you use the code HOOKUPNOW. You get $20 off of that new membership to fishdope.com for your fishing buddy or your fishing friend. A great Christmas gift, fishdope.com. And, Mark, we'll see you in the studio next Saturday.
Yeah, Pete, you know, I got to mention, you know, I work real close with those guys at Fish Dope there, and I forgot to say this here. And so Danny, almost always before I come on, he gives me a little update with, you know, what's the latest and greatest, you know, because he's got information rolling in 24/7 up there. So I got the text this morning. I forgot to use it in the main part of my report during that. When I'm talking about winter, he's in Colorado. He's at 17 degrees.
Oh,
that was this morning.
Nope.
Hot dope.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cold enough for us here. Oh, in the 50s, right?
I was, yeah, frozen.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, we'll see you in the studio for the Christmas Spectacular next Saturday, Mark. Appreciate that very much. All right, while we're waiting for Marcos.
Yeah, I got a great text here. Yeah, totally. This is for Rosie or Jeff. What are the dates of operation? When do we start and when do we end the season? And then also, what is the best month and opportunity for me to catch a Dorado? And lastly, there's two of us going. Are we able to pay extra and fish on our own ponga? And lastly, are the rooms smoke-free?
There you go. Okay.
Okay,
so we'll start off with the date. So we actually start at the end of May and go into the beginning parts of November. Javier and Lala would love us to go into December, but I'll be honest with you. I mean, even as good as the fishing is, people kind of the holidays. The Thanksgiving and the Christmas. So,
totally.
So for us, it is May to November. This year with Lodge Dos, it'll be July, August, September, and October added in. So you have lots of opportunities there. The best month for Dorado, I would say September, October, November. You know, more so into the later of those months, the October.
Fall.
Yeah, they really do. They'll be there along with the Wahoo. Don't want to forget those guys.
Two people.
As far as two per ponga, this happened a lot this last probably 2019 and 2021, where we get a lot of anglers that it's just two of them. And so what we do is we actually lease another ponga. But usually if there's two of you, that means somewhere in the group there's probably another two and two. So what I do is I split the cost of the ponga between six of the anglers, and six anglers get to fish two per ponga.
Gotcha.
So usually on a five-day trip, if you want to fish two per ponga, it's an extra $250 for the trip.
For the whole trip.
For the whole trip, not just a day.
Okay.
For the whole trip. If it's a five-day trip, it's usually about $200 for the whole trip. Now, if you wanted to add in that half-day fishing, I have to pay $180 for that ponga. So now your half-day fishing, instead of being $60, is $90
okay.
per trip.
All right.
So that's how we do that.
All right.
And it works out very well. We have never had anyone smoke in the rooms. All the smoking is outside. So the rooms definitely are smoke-free. And just a heads up, on the Lodge Dos, the rooms also have air conditioning.
Oh, nice.
Now, here's the scoop about Lodge Number 2, and this is kind of actually really nice. We have a lot of guys that go down there that there are three in the group, three per ponga.
Right.
And they have said, well, is there any way we can get three in a room? And I have done it down at Lodge 1, where I will take a bed out of another room and put it, like, in the suite.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have three in your room. So the beauty of Lodge Dos is that we have three rooms with two beds. And since the rooms are so large, I mean, Pete, you saw the rooms.
Yeah, huge.
And we have two rooms with three beds.
Okay.
So now you can have three of you guys in the room.
Yeah, if you got your three buds, you're fishing together, you're going on the same trip.
Sure. And they all have separate bathrooms.
They all have their own bathrooms.
Yeah.
They're all air conditioned. They all have a sliding glass door that goes out to the patio with an ocean view.
Sounds fantastic. All right, well, let's continue our catch report. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, Marcos.
Doing great. It's a beautiful day in San Diego, isn't it?
Definitely a nice day today. We didn't have such nice weather during the week there. A little tough on the fishing there. Got some half-day trips out, catching some bottom fish, a little bit of bass. So unfortunately not much report from what happened this week, but we do have some stuff to talk about coming up here. We're going to keep running those half-day trips for the next few weeks here. And we got that schedule up, you know, running into January there. So if you got people coming to town that might want to go out on the boat, definitely going to have opportunities to take them out there, get some bottom fishing in, enjoy the great weather, because I'm sure you're going to have some people coming from some not as nice weather. So definitely we're taking them out there. Looking into January, we're going to be, we don't have the schedule up yet, but we're going to be running some extended half-day trips into Mexico, which we've done in the past, and those are a popular trip. And then we'll also have regular half-days during the week and on the weekend there. So keep an eye out for those. A nice chance to get down there, you know, do some fishing in Mexico, catch some rockfish, other bottom fish when it's closed in California there. And also have the bass fishing on the local boats also. And then on the weekend, starting in January, we're going to have the Pacifica and the Tribute both running trips, running day-and-a-half trips down the coast. We've got 1 2.5-day schedule in there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days. As soon as we announce those extended half days, they'll be up there, those day and a half. You can make reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to have you guys come down, visit in person, pick up some gifts for the fishermen in your life, whether that be a gift card for a trip or the tackle shop, or get some gear for them if you know if they want, or even if you want to get them their California license for next year, can do that all when you come down here.
All right.
Great call, Marcos.
That is a good idea.
Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of California license, I have a question. You know, they passed the 365 license. When does that come into effect?
2023.
So not this year, but the following.
No. From what we saw from the announcement, it was by 2023. We were kind of hopeful that we might see it this year, but they got us the prices for next year a little bit later. So I imagine they don't want to, you know, upset people that bought the full-year license at the beginning of the year, and then everyone else gets a different price. So I'm imagining it'll be 2023, but we don't know officially yet. The only official thing we saw was by 2023. That'll definitely be nice to be able to have that digital copy there for sure.
All right. Very good.
As well as annual.
Well, appreciate it. There's lots of good opportunities.
Yeah.
Get out there right now while the local rock fishing is available. Of course, Cozumel's month, January and February, in California waters, but you have the option to fish, fortunately, in Mexican waters in January and February. So get on down to Seaforth. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Appreciate that.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Sponsored by Ann's Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Go by the Crossroads of the West Gun Show today in Costa Mesa.
Actually, no, yeah, no, they that was last week, but they had great show, and but they have fantastic knives. You know, Ann's Knives are handmade, and what great Christmas gifts they make.
Oh, dude, no doubt. Especially if you have somebody that really enjoys home processing of their fish, or just a, I mean, just a, an ultimate kitchen tool. If you're a guy that loves, you know, smoking fish and smoking meats, I mean, just to be able to trim down your briskets and everything like that with a high quality handmade knife that you're gonna, you know, I mean, that's like a,
that stays sharp.
It's a lifetime tool.
Yeah.
You know, you spend money on that. It's an investment that you'll have for, you know, an unlimited number of years to come. So
and they are, once you start using an Ann's Knives, you're so spoiled. So check AnzaKnives.com or get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing and other local taverns.
You got it.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, the phones are packed up. The texts are pouring through. We're going to jump right back into them, this time talking to Brandon, calling us from La Mesa. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Sorry. real quick question. What's, like, water, if it's rough out, what's the roughest it's not good to fish in?
Yeah, that's really rare, honestly, down at Cedros. And what's really nice is, you know, being on the island, we always have the lee.
The lee
of the island.
Right. If the wind's blowing, there's always a place to hide.
Always the lee, exactly. And, then, you know, you guys know, fishing long range, there's a lot of times, you know, there's a long range coming back up, they'll go on that lee of
the
island.
Spot
to go, exactly. But, you know, we have had a few rough days down there. But like I said, you go onto the lee of the island. There's great halibut fishing over there. Down
calico
by the
fishing.
Calico. Even down
yellow
by the
fishing.
Yellowtail fishing.
I mean, I've been down there when the wind's blowing 25 knots around the corner, and you're in absolute flat, calm,
T-shirt,
greasy weather.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, the decision often isn't in your, you know, it's a Mexican port, at, like most Mexican ports are, is regulated by a port captain, and when they feel the weather isn't appropriate, then it's shut down, and you hang out, and you cerveza, or you fish off the beach, that's you do whatever. Right. But the number of days that happened out of the year are, like, less than you can count on one hand.
Absolutely. I mean. And you know what? It's for your safety if they do end up closing the harbor. We had that once. And, you know, like Ricky just said, our group was loaded up. They went down south a little ways, and they were catching spotties from the rocks. We actually had a really small white sea bass caught from the rocks. And the guys said they had a blast. The Ponga captains came down. They did a huge fish barbecue for everybody.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, and people said it was one of their favorite days down there.
My dad was there on a weather day and said it was one of the most memorable days they had. They went and, you know, same deal. They all loaded up in the van and they went and saw the salt operation.
Yes.
And they saw the abalone and lobster co-op. Like, I really want to go do that, but I've never been willing to give up a day. Like, I know, you know, you go enough times, at some point you're going to hit a weather day, and I'm going to go then. But, like,
yes.
I really want to go see that stuff, but I can't give up a day
yeah.
of this to go do.
You know, and
there's
that
no
on
way.
That same day that group went down there, like I said, we haven't had a lot. They did stop at the lobster and abalone co-op and go through there, and there was a kid on the trip, and he came back with some beautiful abalone shells
that's
that they
right.
let him take and stuff like that. It was really nice.
Yeah.
He did a really great job.
So there's things to do. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Gary White, the Iron Man himself, has a question about, could you talk about the meals and can you accommodate a special diet?
Oh, yeah, we accommodate special diets all the time. Believe it or not, we have people that go down that don't like seafood or can't eat seafood.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls take care of that. Usually in the...
I got to stop. What a tragedy.
I know.
If you're going to... Just because the seafood that is made down there is so
well, all
good.
The food is so good.
That would
good.
Just break
so
my
good.
Heart.
Best pozole ever.
Ugh.
Best pozole ever.
Yeah.
And then...
And ceviche. The best ceviche ever. I mean, ever I've ever had was from there.
Well, and then not only that, but the fresh sashimi right
oh,
away.
So good.
I mean, it's so
and those
good.
Big ribeye steaks aren't bad either.
No, they aren't.
Yeah.
They really aren't.
Our
you know, and
first
and,
night, like, I just...
You know, the first night, in. The first night, they always reel you in with a traditional carne asada dinner, and that carne asada is flown in from Ensenada from a grass-fed farm. So it's like, it is just so,
it's so good.
Darn
it's
good.
So good.
So, yeah, so the meals basically, I mean, you get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and an appetizer. Everything is made for the girls that this is what they would be serving. It's family style, what they would be serving their families. Like I said, the first night's carne asada. The next night, Imelda makes these fish packets where she puts yellowtail in there with peppers and onions and tomatoes and her seasoning, and she bakes it in these packets, and then you don't see the packets, but then she opens them up and puts them on the plate. But it's like everything down there
that's
is just
so good.
Made so fresh. On your Ponga, your lunch will go with you. Obviously, you'll have all your drinks on there, lots of snacks, and then you'll have the opportunity to choose whether you want a deli sandwich or some of Flor's burritos. A burrito down there is more like a flauta up here, and there's three flautas per order, and they're like a machaca flauta or
so
something
good.
Like that.
Yeah,
and they're very good.
Good. Really crummy
tortillas. And you can accommodate.
And
you'll accommodate special diets.
Absolutely.
Too.
We have
yeah.
people that are gluten free or
vegetarian.
People that vegetarian or
yeah.
shellfish or
yeah.
whatever. So, yeah, we totally just have to let me know. That way, I let the crew know, and they will definitely make you something special, and I guarantee you. It will be special.
Okay, cool.
It'll be special.
Hey, Art's on the line. Good morning, Art.
Rick, how's things going?
Great, hey. Captain Art Taylor.
We just launched the searcher back in the water up here in San Pedro. We hauled the boat out for our annual maintenance. We got a fresh coat of paint on the bottom and did some work and had a Coast Guard inspection, and everything went well. We were in and out of the water for about 6 days, and so now we're all fresh and ready to go for 2022.
Wow.
Nice.
That's great. And this is what? Is it the 50th anniversary? 51st haul out?
Yeah, 51st. May of 2022 will be 52 years in service, and my 40th year.
Wow.
Man, that's so cool, Art.
That's pretty. And the boat is, how's the boat look underneath?
You know, everybody commented how clean it was. You know, we ran a lot of days in 2021, so that contributed to it. So everything looked great when we came out of the water. And because of that, we didn't have a whole lot of work to do, so we were able to cut short the haul out a few days and get back in the water, and all good. Everything's great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, fishing schedule for 2022, is it up at searchersportfishing.com?
Absolutely, yeah. We're adding some 2.5-day trips during the week in the spring like we did last year. And so, yeah, you can go to searchersportfishing.com. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, of course, you're going to start the new year off right with us. You're going to be, Captain Mark Teeler will be here in the World Headquarters with us to start January 2nd. You'll be on the show, and we'll be talking searcher sport fishing.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all the listeners there and to you all, and have a safe holiday season. And thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Art. Hey, safe. Are you traveling down the south here, bringing it back to Fisherman's Landing?
Captain Armando is. I'm driving back so I can bring my truck back, and Captain Armando and the crew is bringing the boat back to San Diego. They'll be there this evening, so they're traveling as we speak.
Well, hey, they got a beautiful day to travel. So, hey, thanks, Art, for the check for Searcher Sport Fishing. Sure appreciate it. Always a pleasure to hear from Captain Art Taylor. A special programming note, speaking of the holidays. So we are going to do basically recorded archives, best of shows on Christmas Day and on the 26th, the day after Christmas. So the weekend of Christmas weekend, 25th, 26th, we'll be doing not live shows. We'll be doing best of recorded broadcasts.
Nice.
And then New Year's Day, we'll be doing a recorded best of archive broadcast show. So we won't be live on those 3 days, kind of a rare thing for Let's Talk Hook Up. But because of the nature of the beast this year, with the holidays falling on Saturdays and Sundays and stuff like that, we decided that that would be the best approach here, and give our buddies over at Sports Grid the days off, and Rick and I the days off, and
and
the listeners can still enjoy some archives there. So that'll be December 26th, December 25th, December 26th, and then January 1st. Archive shows will air on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
It'll be a long time since I've like heard Let's Talk Hookup in my living room, hanging out.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Not a sick day or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's
so cool. Just a little programming note, but of course, next weekend, of course, we'll be live. Oh, tomorrow, of course, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. And then next Saturday, the Christmas Spectacular. And next Sunday, another great show for you, too. So, so we'll be live until Christmas Day.
I love it.
All right.
The phones are packed. The texts are packed up. And when we come back, we got a lot more of both. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways. And one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Guloan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
We're having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking Cedro sport fishing. It's been a very busy morning, but we've got plenty of time to get you through. Give us a call at 213-432-1090 or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, I just talked to Charmel over at Katmai Lodge. Ooh. And our July 4-day and 7-day trip is sold out. However, there are spots available on our July 3-day trip. So if you want to go to the on a short trip out to Katmai, yeah. Maybe have some experience around Anchorage and stuff, go up to Denali and stuff, and then spend 3 days at Katmai. Those spots are available, and then they have spots in August at Katmai. So they fill up very, very, very quickly. It's an awesome place, katmailodge.com, for more information. But if you want to go to Katmai with us in July, 3 days are available, but in August, which is a phenomenal time of year for giant trout and silver salmon in the river, and there might be some leftover kings, second run kings in there, and just a great experience. Katmai.com will get you more information
and
on
the coolest wildlife viewing you will ever see in your life while you're catching fish. I mean, that place is just
it's you know. Something special.
Yeah,
there's
really,
no
really
question
cool
about it for sure. Hey, Wayne Cotto's online. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Pete, Ricky, Rosie's husband, Jeff. How you guys doing?
Morning, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Sounds like you're
morning,
on the road. You're always busy.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm on the road driving down to Dana Landing and my fast lane right now for the CCA Cal. We're collecting canned goods and new unwrapped toys for the military families at Camp Pendleton, 9 a.m. to noon today down here at Dana Landing at Fast Lane.
Wayne.
That's
cool. Yeah, so we're good. Heading down. Hey, I heard you had a question about the 365 license.
Right.
Just giving you an update. I was just on a phone call this week with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and we are working on the process. The goal is to have it ready for 2023 licensing season, which is a 12-month fishing license and the ability to have electronic showing it electronically. So we're working on all that. There's a lot of pieces in there. To get it all done. But we're working on it. And it's actually, the electronic piece is more of a long-term application for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. So not only would you be able to show your fishing license, hopefully your hunting license, hopefully you'll be able to do your direct declaration of importation on there, and you'll have something like a fish legal type application so that you can just have your GPS on and know what's good, where you're at, you know, what's legal. We're doing all of those things all at once, hopefully, for the future. So,
yeah,
at least the planning stages of it.
Important stuff. So. And you mentioned the declaration of entry thing, and with rockfish season coming to a close in California for January and February, and then people fishing in Mexican waters. Explain that, Wayne. You need to have that declaration when you're coming back into the California waters, right?
Yeah, it's been a law for a very, very long time. They're updating the form itself right now, but that declaration of importation, whether you come across land, air, water, you're supposed to have that filled out before you hit the dock. You're supposed to turn it in. If you don't turn it in at the border, you're supposed to turn it in, mail it in within like 48 hours of being here. So it's, and it's declaring all of your catch.
Yeah, but have it filled out before you hit the dock if you're coming in from
yeah.
a trip.
And if you're coming in on water, you absolutely have to have that filled in before you cross the border.
Yeah.
So if you do not have it filled in and they catch you on the water and you don't have it filled out, you're still illegal.
Okay, yeah. So and I think they're cracking down on that, so... just a heads up. Yep. On that.
It's an easy thing to do too.
Yeah.
Just we, you know,
print the form.
Yeah, we print a bunch of them out, put them in a little envelope, keep them on the boat, just so that they're always there. Keep a, you know, keep an extra pen in the manila envelope that's got them in there. That way you've just, you've always got it. And they're easy to fill out. It just requires, I think, the Mexican fishing license number of the people that are doing it. They want a number of the fish, an approximation of weight, that kind of thing. It's take you 5 minutes to fill the whole thing out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just so make sure you print out the new forms that they're putting out right now, Ricky.
Put yeah, good call, because we don't. We have old ones, so that's
good. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, trust me. We all have them everywhere in our bags and our boats, but we got to update them now.
Yeah, good
but
call.
There's a brand-new form. All right, Wayne, thanks for all you do. So once again, the toy drive at Dana Landing today. Give us the time.
9 a.m. to noon.
And just bring down an unwrapped toy?
New unwrapped toy or canned goods.
Or a canned
good. And them and military families at Camp Pendleton.
Oh, really? Fantastic.
Right on, Wayne.
All right, Wayne. Keep up the great work, and we sure appreciate all you do for anglers. Very, very nice.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for
great
the call
job.
This morning. Hey, another event going on today at Southwestern Yacht Club today is and thanks to Bob Banyan for giving us this information. Richard Templin, who's one of the longtime guys at Southwestern Yacht Club, is having some issues with health, and they're doing a blood drive for them today at Southwestern Yacht Club. It's going on today from 10 to 3:30. Appointments are strongly encouraged, but I bet if you just show up at Southwestern Yacht Club and you want to donate blood in honor of Richard Templin, then go for it. So
nice.
That's at Southwestern Yacht Club from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., 3:30 p.m. today.
Very
so
cool.
Check it out. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Dana. Dana's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Dana. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great morning. It's a beautiful day here. I wanted to address a couple of things to Rosie. I've been down to Cedros, and I've done everything from taking that long van ride down to the Ensenada airstrip, and I've done the single-engine and twin-engine plane from Brown Field. And so I wanted to ask some questions, and or actually just have you answer, and I'll be off the air. What's the actual route and specifics of your flight? Is it a single-engine? Is it twin-engine? Do you fly direct to Cedros? Do you have to stop along the way, and you know, the way back and all that? I'll take your answer off the air.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dana.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, so... We no longer do the van ride.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
No, I'm high-fiving Rosie as we speak for that.
That was always my least favorite part of the trip.
It really was. You know, maybe going down it was okay until you hit the airport and you found out you were the second flight and you had to sit there for 4 hours.
You nailed it, girl.
So it's like, no way. I mean, it's like I did once.
It was fun in Ensenada to hang out and have some tacos and stuff, but that got old.
It got old after the first trip. So, and then, honestly, okay, and then coming back, okay, so.
Coming back, it was all bad.
It was there was nothing good about it.
Yeah, exactly.
From loading up the van, getting the fish on top, and then heading to go across through Tecate, because you know it was going to be a 10-hour wait in Tijuana. You get to Tecate, and it's like, okay, if you had an hour wait, woohoo! But for the most part, no. It's like it's a 3, 4, 5 hour wait, and there's nothing good about that. I mean, if you were from Orange County, you wouldn't get home until in the evening or midnight. You know, so now what we've done is we do the direct flight out of the CBX, and thanks to Pete and Rick, because they were really the ones that put this bug in our ear, if we went through the CBX through in Otay Mesa and went into the Tijuana International Airport, we could do a direct flight. Because immigration customs is all done right there.
Right there. You walk across the border.
Correct.
Yeah.
You walk across the border.
Still have to have a passport or a passport card.
Or a passport card, yeah. Exactly. But it takes no time at all, which is so great.
For those that haven't been there, too, you know, I know we've talked about it forever on Let's Talk, but you're driving your car to the CBX facility. You're never crossing the border. Your car is in a very regular, secure parking area on the U.S. side, and then you go through the CBX facility, which then puts you directly into the airport.
Correct. And then we fly a Cessna Grand Caravan. And
it's your own charter.
It's our own plane. The Cessna Grand Caravan.
Which is considered by many pilots to be one of the safest planes in the air.
It's the workhorse.
Yeah, it's a workhorse.
So that's why we can carry so much weight.
It's not the fastest plane in the world, but it is certainly one of the safest and one of the best for carrying stuff.
It's an F-250.
There you go. Yeah. It's the F-250.
Yeah. Exactly.
You will see this plane in Alaska. You'll see this plane
everywhere.
In Africa, in the bush. I mean, this plane, it's record speaks for itself.
Yep.
Okay? And so we fly that Cessna Grand Caravan, and someone said to us, well, why don't you go out of Brownfield? Well, we would love to go out of Brownfield, but then we have to stop in Ensenada for immigration customs
or
San Felipe.
Right.
So we would rather just do the direct flight, have it be done and over with, and, you know, in comparison to going through the CBX, and, yeah, you might have to wait a little bit to get onto the plane, you know, maybe a couple hours to get through, sure is better than a 15-hour flight home. Or not flight home, but drive home.
Drive home, yeah.
You know?
No, it's great.
Oh, having done it both ways, I think for sure.
So smooth.
I don't think you could do a better job than what you guys are doing right now.
I completely agree.
I don't know that it exists.
Yeah.
And
the way you do it, Rosie, is flawless. You do all the paperwork. It's a no-brainer.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean,
you're there at the island in 2 hours.
2 hours and fishing.
Yeah. So.
Fishing same day.
And you Rosie is there to check you, you know, to wave you goodbye. And as soon as you get through, there's one of Rosie's people basically walking with you the whole way through because you can't go, you know, obviously you can't be crossing the border. But it's just slick. It just happens so seamlessly.
Yeah, for sure. The only way you're spoiling us.
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
Good call, Dana.
So a great text from Bill in Scripps Ranch. Is there rental gear available?
You know, we do have some gear down at Cedros. We have some really nice rods and a couple of reels. But we are starting to work with Lalo and Javier, since he has a tackle shop down there now, to start doing some nicer setups so that they'll do the rental gear for you. They'll have the rod and reel setups for you guys to rent.
And I know Jeff has some at his tackle store, has some setups too. I think he has some dial gear down there too.
Correct.
Yeah. So you can that there's two tackle stores now on the island, right?
There is.
Yeah.
There
which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Steve from Carson has a question for Rosie. Do you guys target Cabrilla and Grouper, and what month would be best?
Hey, if you want to target down Cabrilla and Grouper,
So be it.
Yes.
Are there Cabrilla? I don't think there's Cabrilla on that side of the
golden spotted sand bass.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, I don't.
I mean,
know
not Cabrilla like you would catch
not
in the Sierra Cortez.
No.
Yeah. No
leopard. But there's grouper. Yeah.
Yes.
Broomtail grouper.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Grouper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's been some big grouper caught down there.
Yes. Yeah.
Sea bass.
Yes, and we definitely have. All the captains know where to go for that. But we definitely, like Ed that called earlier, Ed and his friend Ted, they like one of our captains, Chevo, because Chevo's got that specialty as far as going and getting those grouper, targeting those grouper, or white sea bass, black sea bass, or halibut. So, yeah, absolutely. It's like whatever you want to do as far as fishing, you know, make that known to me before you actually book your trip, because then I pair you with a captain that will, you know, accommodate your fishing needs and likes to do it, too.
So I just like wide open surface iron yellowtail and wide open calico bass.
You'll be going with Javier.
So I just, whoever likes to do that, that's what I want to do.
A lot of guys like to do that.
Exactly.
For sure. All right. Let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. Bob from San Diego is hanging in there with us. Bob, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hello, Rosie and Jeff and everybody. Merry Christmas to you. I had one question. when we get down there, I'll be going down in August again. This will be my, like, fifth trip down there. Will we be required to show that we're fully vaccinated for the COVID?
Okay, so as of right now, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. But I would guess and assume that, yes, it's going to be that way. And let me go off on say a little bit more about that. So basically, in that health questionnaire that I send out to everyone, I do ask if you've been vaccinated. I do ask if you've been in contact with anyone that has tested positive for COVID in the last certain number of days. I fill out those health questionnaires. Now, if you are fully vaccinated, we ask that you bring a copy of your vaccination card, whether it be, a paper copy, or you can take a picture of it and keep it on your phone. If you have not been vaccinated, we need to get you a negative COVID test like within 3 days of your trip. And then you take that with you, and then you're good to go.
Pretty much the same standard travel stuff.
Thing for anywhere. Now, here's the other thing. I had a lot of people call a few days before their trip, and they kind of almost in a little bit of panic. It's like, oh, my gosh, we have to have a negative COVID test coming back into the country. No.
No.
You don't, right. Because you are walking
you're
across
walking
the border.
Across, right.
You're not flying.
Yeah.
So, done,
good.
Easy, good to go.
Yeah, and that's one of the advantages of CBX is you do not. And now that they put it at 24 hours instead of 72
correct.
Hours, man, that makes it tough.
Tough.
Yeah, so
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, 24 hours now.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I still think it's 72.
Hard. Yeah, that's challenging.
That's really challenging.
Yeah, so it's very easy.
But no, you don't need to worry about that crossing at CBX, whether you're coming in on Valeris or whether you're coming in from Sejo's Sports.
Correct.
Fishing. Yeah, that's
correct.
Amazing.
You know, the neat thing, too, is it's really quick going down to the island because Rosie has all the paperwork done. As soon as you get off the plane, they've built a little, 10x10 building. There's a couple of nurses that are in there from the hospital and or the clinic on the island, and they just check your temperature with one of the guns, and they take a look at your picture or your card. You wash your hands with some germicide, and they smile, and you step outside and grab a beer.
I love it.
Yeah, perfect.
Count me in. That's my kind of COVID check.
Super easy.
Yeah, I like it. Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, Derek in Lake Elsinore wants to know if he should take his fishing reels off the rods, and how many rods is he allowed to take?
Absolutely. Please take your fishing reels off the rods. Make sure you
put them in your bag.
Put them in your bag.
Yeah.
Good to go.
And then, but you don't, no rod tubes.
No rod tubes. Remember, we are flying a Cessna Grand Caravan, and your rods will be going inside the aircraft with you. I'll tell you
how long of a rod can you take?
Well, Rock Cod Rick is going to take a 10-footer.
A 10-footer?
All day, every day.
That's why I like fishing with Rosie.
Exactly.
I get to do that.
Exactly. And you know what? It's like I think the longest I take is right at 9, maybe a little over 9. I take 2 jig sticks, a bait stick, and then something a little heavier for maybe slow trolling and mackerel or dropper loop. I only take 4. Babe, what do you take?
4 max.
4 max.
4 is all you need
for
everything.
It really is,
right?
Yeah.
And the only reason why I do that is in case something breaks. And that happened on the last trip, just as I was getting ready to do that half day in the afternoon of arrival. Rod slipped out of my hand, and it hit the ground and knocked the center guide out. And so luckily I had a backup jig stick.
2
so,
calico rods, like a Tranks
one calico rod.
I'm gotta be 2.
Yeah, you gotta have a Tranks 400.
Yep,
you
got
gotta have a Tranks 300 for regular swim baits for viejos. Tranks 400 for fishing the MC
weedless. Totally.
You gotta have a surface iron like with a Tranks 500 and a 9 or 10 foot rod if you're Rick, and then a bait stick, right?
Yeah, and that bait stick
like
that
a 40 or 50 pound bait
exactly.
Stick, right?
That can be your general purpose everything. Mm-hmm. Slow trolling a mackerel.
Yeah.
You could drag a Rapala. You could fish a yo-yo jig.
Right.
You could drop
it.
Exactly, yeah.
Like a 50-pound?
Yeah, Talica 12 and a 7-foot heavy bait rod.
Yeah.
6-foot heavy bait rod.
Basically, that's all you need, and you're going to catch pretty much everything you would want.
Yeah, and for the most part, I take 2 jig sticks, one with a 7X, one with a 5X. I use my 2, and then I bass.
I take 2 jig rods too because I'm fine bringing
but
less.
But you're not limited to 4. You can bring 5 if you want.
You can. You can. I mean, there's.
But you don't need to.
You don't need to. Yeah. Like I said, I have one group. All I do is take 2.
I just like having one with straight mono and one with Power Pro and a kelp cutter.
There
rig.
You
like,
go.
So I just, too much. I like it. Yeah. I like my tackle, man.
As far as the packaging of the rods getting onto the plane, if you have little rod socks and then just stack them together, use some zip ties or small bungees or Velcro straps to strap them together. Some people take a beach towel and then they just roll it over the rod and use some painter's tape to keep it on.
Keep the eyes safe.
Just keep them from banging around.
It's what we always do. We always bundle our rods together because you don't think about it, and that's how you look at them with the guides facing out. If you think about it, bundle them all with the guides facing into each other.
Absolutely.
And then you just make this perfect little cylinder where the underside of the blank is facing out, so all of the guides are now inside instead of outside.
Correct.
And then I usually take like a cheap 12 or 14 or 16 inches of pool noodle and slide it over the tip tops and just zip tie that to it, just so that your tips doesn't bust out or something. Like it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
All right, very good.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got $100 towards their trip in 2022. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way with the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner, $100 gift certificate towards any available trip in 2022 for Cedro Sport Fishing Lodge Uno or Dos. Congratulations, Dave and Anza. You're going to have a great time down there, Dave.
Yeah, indeed. And, boy, Rosie and Jeff, what a fantastic show. And
this
what incredible news about the new Cedro Sport Fishing Dos. So, once again, a whole new lodge for July, August, and September and October, right?
Absolutely, and I've been getting text messages as we've been sitting here, and I'm actually already booking people as we've been sitting here, so
wow.
Don't wait.
Yeah.
I want to get you guys on down there. We got 240 spots. Give me a call, 619-772-7570, or you can email me at rosie@cedrosportfishing.com.
Now, on the website, cedrosportfishing.com, which you can link, of course, up through Let's Talk Hookup links page, you have all the availabilities up there for both lodges?
For both lodges.
Oh, you do?
You can see if it says Lodge 2. If it doesn't say Lodge 2, then it's Lodge 1.
And a lot of people may prefer Lodge 2. A lot of people may prefer Lodge 1. It's kind of like you can't lose either way.
You know what? You can't lose either way. I mean, both are beautifully appointed.
Beautiful.
Air conditioning, beautiful view.
The three-person group rooms, too, are going to be really popular. I think
they
that was
really
a great
are.
Call.
Yeah, yeah, because cool. three Kapanga, really three, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no one has to be an odd man out,
yeah.
you know. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Good job, Rosie.
So once again, somebody wants to come?
Yeah, please give me a call, 619-772-7570. Actually, my phone, look at that. I got two more text messages right now.
I want to
go. People.
Yeah.
You're on. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Looking for August.
Thanks. SageroSportFishing.com. Check that out. Thanks, Rosie and Jeff, and thank you for listening out there. Thanks to Christian for all he does on the phones and on the board there. And, of course, thanks to Adam, our app man, who does extraordinary work. We sure appreciate what Adam does. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning with Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. You talk about excitement.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, oh my gosh, Ron's got all the stuff on those Hobie kayaks and a lot more. So tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup.